Thank you, Lord, for being so good to me. When I was alone, you took me in your great family and gave me new hope, said that I could live eternally. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. With all my heart and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, its treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Life is full of snares, trials seem so hard to bear. It's then that I reach for that hand I know is always there. And finding He still cares, I bow my head and say a simple prayer. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, its treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Life is full of snares, trials seem so hard to bear. It's then that I reach for that hand I know is always there. And finding He still cares, I bow my head and say a simple prayer. Now with all my heart, I thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, its treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Es geht dies in der bist du hell und rein, bist du rein durch das Heiland des Blut. Bist du neu geboren von der Knechtschaft rein, bist du rein durch das Heiland des Blut. Bist du rein durch das Blut, rein durch Jesu erlesen das Blut. Ist dein Fleisch schon hell, ist es weiß wie Schnee. Bist du rein durch das Heiland das Blut. Hast du drei Leber bei den Kreuz erstarrt, bist du rein durch das Heilandes Blut. Gehst du kindlich, bleib ich stets an Gott zu Hand, bist du rein durch das Heilandes Blut. Bist du rein durch das Blut, rein durch Jesu erlesen das Blut. Ist dein Kleid schon hell, ist es weiß wie Schnee. Sturen, durch das Rheinlandes Blut. In der Bräutigam kam, ist ein Herz bereit, bist du rein durch das Rheinlandes Blut. Stehst in heiligen Schmuck, du und im weißen Kleid, bist du rein durch das Heilandes Blut. Bist du rein durch das Blut, rein durch Jesus erlesen das Blut. Ist dein Kleid schon hell, bist es weiß wie Schnee, bist du rein durch das Heilandes Blut. Drum leg ab die Sünde und der Sünde bein, werde rein durch das Heilandes Blut. Sieh der Brunnen deinen Taustig froh hinein, werde rein durch das Heilandes Blut. Bist du rein durch das Blut, rein durch Jesu erlesendes Blut. Ist dein Kleid schon hell, ist es weiß wie Schnee, bist du rein durch das Heilandes Blut. Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood and the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When wandering daily by the Savior's side, are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood and the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Will your soul be ready for the mansions bright? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood and the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood and the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb. How great it is to serve a living God, who knows each breath I take and every step I thought. How great it is to serve serve a God that's real. He's my everything, and He knows just how I feel. How great it is to serve the living God, who knows each breath I take and every step I trod. How great it is to serve a God that's real, who knows my everything, and He knows just how I feel. How great it is to serve a living God, who knows each breath I take and every step I trod. How great it is to serve a God that's real, who sees my every tear, and He knows just how I feel. I listen as a man cried out to his God of wood and stone, and it broke my heart to see the tears that He shed alone. For I know that it was hopeless, and He would not receive an answer from the gods He served that cannot hear or see. How great it is to serve the living God, who knows each breath I take and every step I trod. How great it is to serve a God that's real, and He knows just every tear, and He knows just how I feel. So I fell down on my knees to pray, like so many times before, and I only asked my God to hear my prayer once more. And it seemed like the heavens just opened up, and I could hear Him say, "Yes, my child, I hear you. What do you need today?" How great it is to serve the living God, who heals my every breath and every step I trod. How great it is to serve a God that's real. He sees my every tear, and He knows just how I feel. That song, "I List as a Man Cried Out to His Gods of Wood and Stone," that's the same thing with that Hutterite system. They're praying, but it's just like that guy here. Mm-hmm. He was praying to this wood of stone. Mm-hmm. That Hutterite thing can't deliver. Just screaming out, tear his head off, and at the end of the day, don't deliver. Don't do nothing for you. Can't heal the sick or nothing. And then they, like it says, he fell down on his knees to pray like so many times before. And it's only this here truth is where that delivers, that'll do anything for you. That other right thing, that letter, he can't do nothing for you. He's just a piece of garbage when it comes at the end of the day. He's just a normal human being. He's not born again. He can't be born again and do the things that they do. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing here, you know. This guy, we sing that song. He cried out to his God of wood and stone, and he thought he's going to get answered. Like back in the days of Pharaoh, he thought that God that he served, he's going to give his son his life back. Mm-hmm. Back when he watched the Ten Commandments, and he can't produce nothing. These religions out there, they got nothing. The only place they find something to produce is this here truth. You try it once, and you're going to see that cancer can't get out fast enough. This is where that living water's at. This is it. That there's no use looking elsewhere. We know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Going home, going home, there's nothing to hold me. I got a glimpse of that heavenly hope. Praise God, I'm going home. Going home, going home, there is nothing to hold me. I got a glimpse of that heavenly hope. Praise God, I'm going home. Going home, going home, there's nothing to hold me. I got a glimpse of that heavenly hope. Praise God, I'm going home. I don't know if you feel it, but in the last 2-3 days, I got a feeling our work is done here. There's nothing else we can do. I don't know if you feel the same thing. Someday we won't be here anymore. We'll be like Anna. He walked with God and he was not.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you and I've been doing. I didn't realize in the last 3 days. It's so real. And we believe in the Bible. We believe in the rapture and all that. But there's not to stop the Lord from just coming down here and during the night or whenever. And just take us out of here. You know, walk with God and he was not. That's what you and I have been doing for the last 30, 40 years to the best of our ability.
Mm-hmm.
Walking with the Lord. That's it. Walking with the Word. That's what motivates us.
I
put my radar on, you know, from time to time. We got a radar. A spiritual radar, like a radar. Put it on. Who could we go see? Who could we go visit? Who could we go talk to? I'd go to the ends of the earth if I know somebody who is interested in things of God, and you come up empty. There's nowhere we can go. There's nothing. People are not interested. They're
mm-hmm.
drunk with the wine of that religious fornication, like it says in back in the book of Revelation. The inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk. They can't hear us. Yeah, they sometimes listen to us for entertainment, but they don't do nothing about it. You know, if you really heard us, if you really believed us, you would do what we did. The first thing I did, when the Lord began to deal back 30, 40 years ago, I just went flat out, told my dad straight to his face, I'm not supporting anymore. You turned the Word of God, you use it like a pretzel. You twist the Word of God. They had this meeting. I think about that today. They had this meeting, all these Hutterite preachers here in Manitoba, and whether it's right to go to court or not. They had these court cases.
Mm-hmm.
And that J.K. wanted support to see if it's okay to go to court. And then they all agreed, yeah, it's under these circumstances, you can go to court. Except there were 7 of them that didn't agree with it, that stood up. And then what the sleazebag did, that J.K. guy, okay, if you don't agree with me, then you're going to have to go home and apologize. Apologize to the church, and then if you apologize, then you're okay then. That's what he did. Those people that didn't agree with, like they all agreed with him except 7. That was back in the day. And then because they didn't agree with him, you can't take communion and all that stuff. And so he made them go home and apologize. And then they apologized, every one of them. All those 7, they kind of took a stand, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when you apologize, that means I'm actually agreeing with you that it's okay to go to court. Well, this thing played out, and I went to my dad, and I saw all that sitting in the background. I watched all that happen, and sitting in the background, and I've had enough of that garbage. The Bible says you shouldn't go to court. I think it's in Corinthians 6 or somewhere in there. Anyway, that's what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and told my dad, I don't support you anymore. I'm not part of your garbage anymore. You're twisting the Word of God like it was a press, like you can do it. And that's what kept me sane, you know. I went straight to his face, and at the end of the day, that's what happened. They terminated simply because I refused to agree with him. And as
if you've been listening here, you've been hearing what I've been saying. Somebody had to go bell that cat. Somebody, when you go up against that preacher system, you're as good as dead in that system because they don't like any opposition.
They don't.
And if you give them opposition, you're done. And that's what happened to me. I was willing to lose it all. I knew what they're going to do to me. And then the next thing I did, and he calls in my father-in-law. He needs some reinforcements to see if they can't put me out of commission. So he came along. And I told him the same thing. I'm not supporting you guys anymore. You're using the Bible to terrorize people. I'm not part of your regime anymore. And at the end of the day, of course, you're going to be terminated. You're going to be booted out and all that stuff. But see, I stood my ground. I did turn back, you know. He came into my home and you know the story. I don't like to go over it. But he came and he stood in the doorway. And you got till tomorrow morning to recant, like, you know, back in the Dark Ages when they got these people trying to get them to recant. And if they didn't recant, they burned them at the stake. Well, that's the last letter allowed. That's what they would have done with me. They'd have took me right down there to burn me at the stake. But they could only do what the law of the land allows you to do. So then he said, if you don't recant us tomorrow morning, then you got no wife, you got no children, you got no home. So you got nothing. You don't even have a name. You're just a number. Oh, man, he was pretty brave. Mm-hmm. Well, I've been singing that song all day. Like I told you before, I have decided to follow Jesus. I told straight to his face. You can come in here and terminate me if you want, but I've decided to follow Jesus, and I'm not turning back. That was 40 years ago, and I'm still following Jesus. We're walking with the Lord. We're still staying with that word. And sure, at the end of the day, they terminated you, but I told them, you might, if the Lord allows it, that's what will happen. And if he allows it, it'll work for my benefit. You know the story. I've said enough. But we stuck with that word, you know. We decided to endure to the end. And now we're pretty much at the end of the journey here. There's nothing more left for us to do. We put these daily breads out there for people, and we don't get too much results. Mm-hmm. We know this is it. This is that message. And then if there's people listening to us, they're going to have to do the same thing we did. They have to go up and tell their father-in-law, I'm not supporting it. I'm believing Samuel Ryan. I think they got the truth. In fact, I know they got the truth because their stuff works. If he's got cancer, that cancer can't get out fast enough. If somebody comes along here that has a devil, we cast that devil out. We're doing exactly what the early church did. And in my name, they'll cast out devils. In my name, they'll lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. You lay hands on me, and like I say, that cancer couldn't go down fast enough. See, we're staying with the word.
Right.
We're not moved. We're not compromising. We'll stir over the time. They threw everything at us they could. I mean, I can't think of anything that they didn't do to us that they tried, you know. But see, we know Satan, he's a defeated foe. He's got no more power. He's just a bluff. He just uses fear, you know, fear-mongering people. And fear the cave. It's the only weapon he has. And then when you call his bluff, there's nothing more you can do. They play dirty, you know. They do like the Democrats in the state. They play dirty. They put you in the outs, and like I said, when I refused to bow down to their fear tactics, first thing they do, well, you can't work here anymore. Well, I'll find work. Well, you can't come to church here anymore. Well, I'll find a church to go to. And call their bluff every time. And eventually, when they see they can't do nothing, I went to the neighbor to work. So they went to the neighbor and threatened him. If you show up on Hutterite property, if you have anything to do with Sam, you cannot show up on Hutterite property anymore. No, man. They used every dirty trick in the book. That's from my dad, you know, my father-in-law. Mm-hmm. And then I moved to Alberta, and then I stayed with his ex-Hutterite. And then, so they called up his parents. You better get that Sam out of your son's house there. He's staying with your son. And then they tried every trick in the book, just like through the Dark Ages. But I knew exactly what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But they got no bottom what they want to go down to. They did what they do in the Dark Ages on steroids. Leonard and that hierarchy, my dad and my father-in-law, and that JK, they just know how to play dirty. And I hate to say that, but then they use your family and Now they use your family because the, just like they did back with the days of the Pharisees. The Pharisees and the scribes, they went to the to Jesus' family and then his brothers and his mother, and then one day they give him a, they let him know there's a, your mother and your brother out there, they want to see you. Well, Jesus knew what they were after. They were going to take him to, he knew the scribes and the Pharisees were after him to take him to the mental home. He told him he's got a devil and you need to rein him in. Well, he didn't give him the time of day because he knew exactly what they were after. And that's the same thing today. Mm-hmm. We've gone through their torture chambers.
And that's why it says, like the song says, how great it is to serve the living God.
Amen.
That you, not these gods of wood and stone. Like mm-hmm. back in the day, they were worshiping gods of wood and stone. But today, the gods are transformed into these religious yeah. organizations. And that's really... what people are worshiping, because they're not really worshiping the true and living God. And you can, the Lord allowed me to walk through certain things in my life to help me to see actually what that religion is all about. When I was, the Lord had first saved me, and I told the preacher that what he was doing is not right. And he said I was cursed because I challenged him.
They don't like to be challenged.
That's right. So and see, that's what that religion is all about. You cannot expand beyond those walls that they have. It's really a religious prison, and God wants people to be free. And then I did a Bible study, and all it was just a real Bible study. It was not affiliated to religion or anything. It was just passages in the Bible and then questions and answers. Some questions were short form and some were long form. And then you just, then you gave the answer according to the scripture, what the scripture says, not according to your own ideas or some religious idea. It was just what the scripture says. It was just a plain Bible study. And the preacher's wife, she... I guess I was getting it by mail, sending it back and forth by mail, and she noticed I get the mail that on a regular basis. So she started opening it up and found that it was a Bible study, and so she started threatening me. She's gonna report me. Yeah. See, that's how you can see what the nitty gritty of that system is really about. It's not about Christianity. It's about religion, mm-hmm. and to serve that God of religion. It's not serving, like the song says, how great it is to serve the living God. And there's only one God to serve, and it's not religion. It's not all these religions out there. It's the true and the living God. When you serve Him, you are going to be persecuted. And that's what we found out when the Lord saved us and we started to follow Him and where He leads, then we started to get persecuted.
Amen to that. Heavenly Father, we just want to stop for a moment in time just to look to You, give You thanks for this another day of life, for where You brought us from, Lord, what You brought us into, that You've allowed us to be faithful and true and stay the course. We didn't have not compromised to this day, Lord. We're still pedal to the metal. We're still doing our level best, Lord, to be guided by that of Your word. And just pray, Lord, You give us the grace to continue down this path until such a time when You decide You want to come and take us out of here, Lord. It might be sooner than a lot of people know, Lord. We just pray You help us to be faithful and true right to the very end, Lord. We're doing everything we know to do, Lord. We allow ourselves to be guided by Your word, just like You said, that we have to watch and pray that we be found worthy to escape these things, and that we should be concerned about eating and drinking and all these things is going to put us to sleep. And we just want not to be, we don't want to be these people that are drunk with that wine of that religious fornication, Lord. We just pray You help us in this closing days of time to be faithful and true, Lord. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
That's the problem. Like, I'm just as guilty as anybody back prior to the Lord waking me up and told me, saying I'm coming soon. I was just drunk with the wine of that religious fornication. I was caught up in that utterite diabolical system and didn't even know it. And I knew there was something not right. And then one day the Lord came and he said, Sam, I'm coming soon. I'm coming in your lifetime. And then shortly thereafter, he said, seek the Lord while he may be found. Back then, the Lord was still to be found.
Mm-hmm.
And I did all that. And one of the first things he worked on me was baptism. Water baptism in the name of the Lord. There's one faith, one baptism, one God. And I knew that I was not in the right faith because that man from Forest River College came to our house and told us this other, I think, is not it. And they put me on a search. And at the end of the day, I just followed the word. That's all we're, that's why you and I, we're here doing this thing. You need daily breads every day because of the word of God. And now, like I said, it says, He that died as thy hearts and nicht beschwere, wenn mit Fressen und Sauven. Well, I saw that scripture. Beware that at any time your hearts be overcharged with eating and drinking. So what do we do? Well, we only, we take it serious. We take the word of God serious. We don't just read it and then forget about it's even written. When I saw that scripture, beware that any time your heart be overcharged with eating and drinking. And when you look around, you see how everything is so, it's all about food, you know. Mm-hmm. So what do? We only have one meal a day. We just, around 11 o'clock, you'll make a homemade soup or something. One meal a day, and that's because we saw that scripture, beware lest any time your heart's overcharged with eating and drinking. And then back before the Lord put me on this journey, I used to have a drink, you know, a time or two. When you went on a trip with my brother, the first thing you did, stopped at the liquor commission to buy a Mickey, to buy a little bit of whiskey, and then when you're driving, you had a drink, you know. And then I remember we went to Alberta to pick up some pigs. And then on the way up, the first thing you did were the liquor commission, stopped in Brendan at the liquor commission, went in, bought a drink, and then you could drink. And then when I was up there, I somehow got involved with some people, and we had a prayer meeting up there. And the Lord was dealing with me to get away from that alcohol. And on the way up, we bought some alcohol. Well, on the way back, we came back by... went up to Tabor to pick up our those pigs, and then he stopped and Medicine had to go in and buy some whiskey. Well, so he poured himself a drink, and then he handed it over to me. You shouldn't drink while you're driving, but you know how it is. So usually you stop beside the road and had a drink and then carried on, but usually you just keep on driving. Anyway, on the way up, we took a drink, or I did. And then on the way back, he handed me a drink. And said, no, I don't drink anymore. I quit drinking. And that was the end for me for having a drink. You know, that 5 o'clock thing. And it's just the way the devil would be. The first thing, I didn't know what was up the road here, but the first thing the Lord did, he got me off that alcohol. And I've been saying off ever since. That was 40 years ago. And he went and did, what he did, if you want to, what he went and did, He said, you know, if you want to give a guy a punishment, send him on a trip with a guy that doesn't drink. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, that's the thing to do.
Yeah.
But see, the Lord took me off that roller coaster.
Uh-huh. See, alcohol is a spirit.
Yeah.
And that spirit, when you're drinking, the spirit of God, like the Holy Spirit, how can the Holy Spirit and alcohol spirit intermingle?
Yeah.
So you either have to choose one or the other who you're going to serve.
Well, the Lord took me off that roller coaster before he put me on the journey, and shortly thereafter, that's when he came, saying, I'm coming soon, and then I lost all interest in the things of this world and these good timers and all that. And but see, I got a feeling here the last 3 days, the Lord is coming soon, like never before. Our work is done here, and we've been putting out these messages for the last, since 2012. We put this on the internet, we put it on our website, and first we had them once a week, and then the Lord moved on us, shifting gears. Now we got them out there every day, and I got a feeling this is it. We're done here. We're done with this world. Like I say, when I put my radar on, there's nowhere that we can go. There's no, and the people do sometimes listen at for a week or two, and then they chill out because they're drunk with the wine after the fornication. They don't seem to have a very long attention span. Like, we've been going here for 40 years, you know, and But we get very little. We get very little people that are. They hang in there for a month. Some are pretty good and faithful. They stay in for a month or two, but eventually they chill out, and because they find it, I guess they don't find it interesting. Mm-hmm. But see, for you and I, our work is done, and how do you get the attention of people? Like that? I got a feeling the Lord's just going to come down and do what he did with Anna. He's just going to take us away out of this mess. And if you find out that to be true, let's say tomorrow morning, let's say during the night, the Lord will come and take us out of here. Well, how will you go? How will anybody know that the Lord took us away? Well, you'll find out, because the next day you're going to find out there's no messages on our website. There's no more daily breads on there. That's the only way you'll ever know. But see, if it happens, well, you'll know. The Lord came down, took us out of here. And then maybe they'll start listening to what we've been trying to say here. But you can't. You know, people have a choice to make. They can decide. Mm-hmm. They can be like that ostrich. You know what an ostrich does? If something comes along the way, danger or something, and he puts his head in the sand. Mm-hmm. And that's what people do. They figure they can just ignore us, mm-hmm. and then it won't happen. But we've been telling people the program. We can tell you right to the day when Satan will be no more. We got this whole program. That's what we've been on here for the last, since 2012, I guess, we started putting out these daily breads, and now we're putting it on every day, and just to try to wake people up. Mm-hmm. See, it's you and I, we can't wake people up. They listen for a bit, and it's pretty good entertainment, and they find after a while it's become an old thing, because they're drunk with the wine of that religious fornication. Satan has snuffed it out. Like I say, in the last 3 days, I got a feeling the Lord's going to come and take us out of here. In a walk with God, and he was not. That's mm-hmm. God can do everything. He can do whatever he wants. He could just come out here during the night, and nobody will notice, because there's not too many people that notice us, you know, because there's they know we're alive, but how are they going to know when the Lord comes down and takes us out? They might do that. You know, I'm not God. I'm not telling people what he will do and what he won't do. But it could happen, you know. I've been seeing it for the last 2 days, because our work here is done. We got nothing more to do. We got nowhere to go. There's nobody, when I put my radar on, there's nobody on planet Earth that wants to have a talk with us, because they're not interested in the things of God. Mm-hmm. God's going to have to do something to shake people into reality. Otherwise, that whole mess is just going to go down to the commode. And we're mostly talking about these Hutterites, because that's what the Lord got us on. That's why he wants to minister to these Hutterites, but they're not interested. They are so content with living in their, worshiping that God of wood and stone, materialism. Mm-hmm. That's really what it is. That's like mm-hmm. that song said. They're more interested in the things that has the materialism thing, like that.
That's right.
We went to Ag Days and all that equipment. That's what the Hutterites are interested in. Materialism. And you can't even get inside with, because they don't want to pay the price. Like, I had to go and tell my dad, I can't support you anymore. Well, if he doesn't support you, then you're out of here. And I went and told my father-in-law, right to his face, I don't support you anymore. You're terrorizing, you're using the Bible to terrorize people. Mm-hmm. Well, of course, at the end of the day, you're going to be terminated. That's what people are going to have to, you're going to have to go tell your own father-in-law, because just 3 years up the road, you imagine, you didn't tell him what you had to tell him. See, when I told my dad, my father-in-law, that I'm not responsible for them anymore mm-hmm. now. The ball's in their court, but at least I don't have their blood on my hands. Because let's say you hear us, and you need to go tell your father-in-law or your dad, whatever, and you tell him, I'm not supporting you anymore. I'm listening to what Sam and Lorraine have to say, because your stuff is just garbage. It's just a waste of time. It can't produce. That Hutterite thing that preaches, and I told him time and time again, take your sermon, take him out the middle of the yard, and put a match to it, because they have absolutely no information for the day and hour we're living in. This is the only thing that'll tell you where we are in time, right to the day. We've got it right down to the day, 2020, 2028, sometime in December. We could give you right exactly to the day, because we got 1,260 days from October the 15th, 2021, and anybody can do the count. Anybody that's got great trick, and you know, 7 years from there, that's the end of Satan's reign. And he's been given 6,000 years to do his thing, and then that's the end of the grace age. well, that's the end of Satan's reign down here. Then Jesus comes back and he has to deal with the Lord, separates the sheep and the goats. It's all blueprint. Before God set this whole thing in motion, he had himself a blueprint. And we're just having to tap in to that blueprint, what God said back there before the foundation of the world, before he set anything in motion. He had everything down in black and white, and then it's all in the Bible. The Bible was written before the foundation of the world, and we just happen to tap into it right down to the day, 1,260 days from when? From that Yom Kippur feast that they had, that the Jewish people were supposed to have, recognized that Jewish feast that it happened October the 15th, 2021. You can go back, and that's the end of the Great Age. That's when the seventh seal was open. We got it right down a perfect blueprint. And we just happened to learn how to read that blueprint. Mm-hmm. And it's right down exactly, right to the date. That's why you see all these wars and rumors of war, what's happening out there. The devil is trying to stop this from happening. That's why this thing in Israel is going on. But see, it's the restoration of all things. God is beginning to restore all things. And here's Satan and his many minnows and whatever they are trying to stop God's program. Mm-hmm. These terrorists and these Muslims and these different religions trying to stop God from his program. At the end of the day, it's going to God say it, the Lord.
And we don't find these things strange.
Amen. Like,
because we know what the Lord has shown us, where he's brought us out of and where he's brought us to. And we know that what the scripture says, it says that in the last days, it'll be hard to be a Christian. Now, when you look at the world over, everybody claims to be a Christian. So what does that really mean? But that means, there is a Christian, and then there is a Christian. That there's nominal Christians out there, but then there is Christians that have stood for something in their lives. Like when you will look at what God has done in the Grace Age, you look at the ministry of Brother Branham. When he had his healing ministry, he attracted a lot of people, that healing ministry. And people flocked from all over the world to be healed and to hear him and to see him. But as time went on and he went more into the Word of God, God was directing his ministry into the Word, and then people started leaving. And he even said to Brother Jackson, it's not like it used to be. You know, you would get a whole auditoriums full of people, but now they don't fill up anymore. See, that's how people have changed their ways. They wanted the world more than the things of God. And then you can see how the scripture runs true to form. It says that in the last day, it'll be hard to be a Christian. And you look at the ministry of Brother Jackson. He did have that many. He said, there's not thousands listening in, maybe hundreds. See, and that lets you know the hunger is not there for the things of God. And hearing, even like, how many years has it been now? 20 years since Brother Jackson passed away. Do you think these things will get better? No, the scripture says it will wax worse and worse. Mm-hmm. And the love of many will wax cold. And those are the times that we are living in. That's why it says it'll be hard to be a Christian in the end time. I'm not talking about this normal Christian out there, this charismatic movement. I'm talking about the channel that God has worked in through time. And then it says that the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with that wine of that religious fornication. And that's what you see all around the world, is that they've become drunk with that wine of that religious fornication. Like I was saying the other day, like when the Protestant movement came out with Martin Luther in the 1500s, and then back in 1999, they signed this declaration to unify. Mm-hmm. See how the devil does. He pulled all those harlots back. That's why they're called harlots. They're not called churches of the living God. Mm-hmm. They are harlots to that whore system of Roman Catholicism, because those are the footsteps that they have followed in. They have not followed the footsteps of Jesus, because why is Jesus outside the church door in the Laodicea church hours? Because they have shut him out with their mm-hmm. programs. They don't want Jesus. They want their programs, because in those programs, they're saying they can reach more people. Just like this love thing that people promote. Love everybody. See, that's not the Christianity that the Bible talks about. Because the Bible says in the last days it'll be hard to be a Christian. And the love of many will wax cold. I mean the love of the truth of mm-hmm. God's word. And then it says that in the that religious fornication in the book of Revelation. The inhabitants have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. That religion has made people drunk, and they're deceived.
Yeah, they're insensitive. But I'm just mm-hmm. telling you today, if you happen to tap in and you find out there's no more daily breads, one thing at least, there's no more daily bread, because we're not going to be here anymore mm-hmm. to deliver these daily bread, because we'll be going over in the regions beyond. And then it's just over here in a different dimension. Mm-hmm. That's where Jesus is right now. He's not up in heaven. He's down
that's
here
right.
in a different dimension, and he's going to be here. It says for the space of about half an hour. That's why there's silence and heaven for the space of about 3.5 years. And then once the rapture happens, and then there's no more silence in heaven. Once that happens, then we're living in that time frame. He didn't just wake me up one morning to say I'm coming just to play a game with me. It was serious. And then I wasn't that serious, and I was serious for a while, and then I began to fall asleep again. So he chopped my finger off, and then to get my attention. And then I was good for about 6 months, and then I began back into the work ethic, you know. It just kind of began to get lukewarm. Then he chopped my foot off. And then I knew this is serious stuff. I better pay attention. And then I tell you what, I haven't looked back since. That's when he moved on me, saying we got work to do. If I want you to go up and expose that Hutterite system, that spirit for what it is. And then, of course, I did. And then we haven't looked back since. And then he got me to minister Brother Branham. And you know the journey that I've been on for the last 30, 40 years. Then he got me to get baptized in Jesus' name. We're setting a standard. We're setting an example. Just like I saw that scripture. Beware at any time your heart be overcharged mm-hmm. with eating and drinking. So what do? We just have one meal a day. We won't eat after 2 o'clock. We just took it serious. We take the Word of God serious. We're living by the Word of God, just like Enoch. He walked with God and he was not. You and I, we're walking with that Word. That's the only interest that we have in this world. We got no interest in the things of this world. We got our priorities right. That's what I'm trying to say. And like I say, if you happen to not get any daily breads anymore, there's one or two that are still tapping in, and you'll notice how come the daily breads are not there. Well, we're not here anymore to deliver them, as we'll deliver them until as long as we got bread and life. And that job that the Lord gave us to put these daily breads out there, and like I said, the only way you'll know we're not here anymore because we're gone. We just did within us. And the walk with God, and he was not. Mm-hmm. He just slipped over into the regions beyond. Just here into a different dimension.
That's right.
God can do that. He did it with Enoch.
That's right. And he did it with Elijah. He just took him on over to the regions beyond. And you can see that, there's a lot of people that, like I said, they claim they're Christians, but they fall into a different category. Mm-hmm. Like there was only one Enoch. There wasn't a great number. It was one Enoch that walked with God, and he was not. And I don't think it's going to be that great a number that are going to fall into that category that God's going to rapture out of this world.
Yeah, they will barely be noticed.
Mm-hmm.
See, I can see God's doing something here. The only way we'll get their attention if God does something like that, if he shuts us down and then he takes us over in the regions beyond, just over here, just out here, just It's nothing to the Lord to just take you over to another dimension.
Yeah,
it's just a piece of cake to him. Yeah, he can do whatever he wants. Uh-huh. If we're ready, I mean, like I say, I put my radar on Lord. Is there anywhere where we could go and spend an afternoon and talk about the things of the Lord? I come out empty. There's nobody out there that is really interested. First of all, they're ashamed to be identified with us. But God will have to do something because, like that guy from Forest River called him. We made contact when the other day, and then that's that grandson of that man that had that out of the body experience, that Joe Mandel, his grandson. And he tapped in for about a month, and then all of a sudden he just lost interest. See, that's the way the human race is. They have a very short attention span.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're gonna be doing this until the Lord gives us something else. So I was telling myself, well, Lord, we'll do this until you give us something else to do. And like I say, in the last 3 days, our next job is not here on planet Earth anymore. Our next job is the regions beyond, just here beyond the curtain of time. And God can do that. Mm-hmm. And I'm ready. You can come and take me anytime. I got nothing in this world that has any value that I'm attached to.
Mm-hmm.
Just the two of us here, and nobody wants to hear what we have to say. And we're just not now. But something, God will have to do something to get people's attention, because to a lot of people, we're just too fly-by-night, too troublemakers, and they don't listen to what we're having to say. We tell them the truth, and they don't want to hear the truth, because, like you were saying, they've been made drunk with that wine of that religious fortification. Satan has really been doing the work on mankind. That's why he's been after us, trying to shut us down, trying to fear-monger us, trying to intimidate us. But I keep saying, Satan was defeated at the cause of Calvary 2,000 years ago, and we call his bluff and down. All the only weapon he had is the weapon of fear. They fear among his people.
That's
and
right.
They fall for it, and they let themselves get intimidated by what they're going to do. Well, if you listen to Samuel Loren, you're out. Well, big deal. So I'm out. It doesn't matter to me.
Mm-hmm.
But God's going to have to do something. I just, like I say, the last 3 days, it seems like he's just going to have to shake the whole world up. Well, these two people, they've been beating their gums together forever and a day, and now the Lord came down and took them, just like Enoch. And I wouldn't be surprised. In fact, I'll be more surprised if it doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't surprise me one bit that that's what God's going to do.
That's right.
How else are they going to wake up a people? They're drunk with the wine. They're like a drunk. You can't talk to a drunk. Something has to sober them up, because just like it did with me. First he came to me saying, I'm coming soon. And then I wasn't moving fast enough. He chopped my finger off. And then I had to spend all the afternoon, instead of going over to the Brendan Fair to have a good time, he jumped my finger off, and then I ended up in the hospital getting my finger sewed back on. And then I was good for about 6 months, and like I said, then he chopped my foot off, and then I thought that it's getting pretty serious. And see, that the Lord had to do that to get me off that roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been going ever since. And then he brings you on board, now it's the two of us, and we're just doing what the Lord has appointed us to do before the foundation of the world, because he knew he's going to have to find somebody that's got backbone, that's not going to compromise under pressure. I believe you me, they threw everything at me they could, but it's a piece of cake. It's a walk in the park when you're walking with the Lord. You know, it's easy because God gives you the grace, and he lets you know what's up the road, and he warns you such and such is going to come in here. You're going to get a phone call from hell, and things like that, you know. He warns us before it ever happens. Just to keep us alert. Did he give me that scripture? Beware lest any time your heart be overcharged with eating and drink. So what do? We take it serious. So we just have one meal a day. That's all you need to survive. All you need is a good, healthy bowl of soup with a bunch of vegetables in there just to keep you alive. You got to have a certain amount of food to keep you alive. You don't need a steak and all that stuff. You just need some kind of protein. Just a very simple thing. We have a very simple diet. All we had was scrambled eggs yesterday. That did us for the day. And you don't need all that much. You don't need all that food. Just need enough to survive. And that's why I saw that scripture. Beware lest any time your heart be overcharged with eating and drinking. And then we take it serious. So we only have one meal a day. That's all you need to survive. Just enough to barely survive. And even at that, it's way too much.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you. We give you thanks, Lord, that You've wakened us up, Lord, for the message for our day, just like that parable that Jesus said. At midnight there was a cry made, and then they all, those wise virgins got up and made themselves ready, Lord. And we heard that cry, Lord, and we prepared our lives, Lord, our hearts to be ready for your coming, Lord. And we know that one day is going to be here. And we'll be going home out of this world, Lord, out of this world of woe, Lord, that we've been journeying through, Lord. And we're just pilgrims here, waiting and seeking for that city to come that Abraham saw back many years ago. So we just pray, Lord, that you'll keep our hearts ready and our lives ready so that when your coming does come, that we'll be watching and waiting and ready. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.